Friends, welcome back. Our subject of production and operations management, we continue and move on to the next chapter, chapter number 9, and the name of the chapter is plant location. Earlier we have seen that the operations manager has to take many decisions, and so many decisions list I have shown earlier, and one of the decision which he has to take is about plant location. Look, the location of the plant looks like this. Plant location may be understood as the function of determining where the plant should be located. For example, in case of Bosch, so many years the corporate office was at Bangalore. Then it was decided to do the manufacturing of injectors somewhere else because there was no place in Bangalore. So then they shifted the manufacturing of injectors and nozzles to Nasik. Now, why Nasik? Why not Pune? Why not Mumbai? Why not Kolhapur? That was the decision. And finally they decided to do it in Nasik. After that, the question of one more location came, and they decided Jaipur. What was the basis? Why Jaipur? Why not Pune? So this is the deciding factor, important factor. Because once you decide about location, very, very difficult to go back on that decision. Very crucial decision. We cannot make a mistake there. And when we cannot make a mistake in some aspect, we have to be very careful in case of the process which is applied there. Plant location may be understood as function of determining where the plant should be located for maximum operating economy, maximum effectiveness, maximum flexibility. So locating a plant is one of the most important problems faced by an entrepreneur launching a new enterprise or expanding his business. A selection of location on pure economic considerations will ensure many things. One, an easy and regular supply of raw materials. For example, a steel manufacturing plant is located at Jamshedpur because the raw materials are available very easily there. Then labor force should be available. For example, if location is Jaipur, maybe that the proper labor force is available or not available, it depends on the place. Maybe we have to train the people who are not knowing anything. When they placed the location at Nasik, the people were not knowing anything. Forget microns, they were not even knowing centimeters and millimeters also. So training was required. So a selection of location on pure economic consideration will ensure easy and regular supply of raw materials and easy and regular supply of labor force. A selection of location on pure economic consideration will also ensure efficient plant layout, which is very, very crucial to ensure the productivity improvement. Then, along with efficient plant layout, proper utilization of production capacity, reduced cost of production. So, ideal location. An ideal location may not by itself guarantee success, but it certainly contributes to smooth and efficient working of an organization. A bad location is severe handicap. For example, I know that in Jaipur, they took a site where so much water logging was there, and they had to cancel that. Or if there is any mistake made in the location, it's a severe handicap for a long term for any enterprise, and it finally bankrupts it. So very, very crucial. It is therefore very essential that utmost care is exercised in the initial stages to select a proper place. Once a mistake is made in locating a plant, it becomes extremely difficult, extremely expensive to correct it, near impossible. I will give one example of Samrat Thermoplastic Industries, who were manufacturers of mixers and grinders. This Samrat was located in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. Raipur. But 75% of the raw materials have to be brought from Mumbai. Raw materials not available near Raipur. They have to be brought from Mumbai. 75%. So transportation, time, all these restrictions came. And 75% of finished products sold in Pune. Market was in Pune. Raw material was from Mumbai. Market was in Pune and Mumbai. So selecting the location as Raipur was a great mistake. The business was not viable. And ultimately, the plant was shifted to Pune by incurring heavy losses because of the cost of shifting. Then there is one more example of associated breweries and distilleries. Set up its plant for brewing beer at Goa, main consuming center at Mumbai. If the plant is at Goa and if the market is in Mumbai, the business cannot be viable. Finally, the plant was shifted to Vashi, near Mumbai, by incurring heavy cost of shifting and losses. So the need for selection of location arises when the business is newly started. The business has outgrown its original facilities and expansion is not possible there, like I was telling about the Bosch plant at Bangalore. That time, selection of new location is required. When volume of business necessitates establishment of branches, a lease expires and now we have to shift from there. The landlord does not renew the lease. In that case, it is necessary to look for the new location. The need for selection of the location arises when there is inadequate labor supply. There is shifting of market. Market has shifted. Earlier it was in Raipur. Maybe today it is shifted to Nasik. It is shifted to Mumbai. And labor supply is not there. There are labor problems. There are labor issues are there. In that case, it is necessary to change the location. Selection of the location has to be made after considering all the economic factors. Cost of raw materials. If I have to bring the raw materials from long distance, it is not viable. Cost of transportation of raw materials. Cost of fabrication. Cost of marketing the finished product. If market is too far away, again it is not viable. a place which enjoys as many facilities as possible, schools, theaters, they are required for workers' morale. So we have to consider that also. There was a guru called Alfred Weber. He says, material and labor are primary factors that contribute to dispersal of industries over different regions. Industrial units are materials oriented if their cost of transportation of unit is higher. So you know, in Jamshedpur, why they have kept that steel plant? Because the raw materials are available nearby and cost of transportation is lower. Industrial units are materials oriented if the cost of transportation is higher. Industrial units are market oriented when cost of transporting finished goods to market is higher. Centers which have cheap and skilled labor pull industries towards the centers. Banking, credit, insurance, communication, rent, rates are secondary factors of location. If these secondary factors attract industries, they are called as agglomerating factors. If these secondary factors contribute to disperse industries, they are called as deglomerating factors. This is what Mr. Alfred Weber was telling. He is Mr. Alfred Weber. So he has put forward the location theory, and we go by this location theory. There is one more person who has told a plant will be relocated because the new location offers added advantages. It can be better productivity, better tax advantage, better economy. We do have companies today with market or materials orientation, as we have discussed earlier. In the past, Tisco in Jamshedpur, Tata Iron and Steel Company, Tisco. The site was at the confluence of two rivers, amidst thick forest, which was cleared afterwards. Location, we are talking about location, Tisco of Jamshedpur. Originally, the site was at the confluence of the two rivers amid thick forest, which was cleared afterwards. The Maharaja had given favorable terms to Tata, but the tigers in the forest killed two laborers. There were so many tigers, killed two laborers. An elephant stamped over a number of herds of the workers. A bear crawled into a hut of the workers. So many problems. Thick jungle. Communications very, very slow. Like today, we are very lucky to have better communications. Those times, communications were slow. Machinery was hauled from distant places or from abroad. Trained labor was not available. So, location at Jamshedpur. So many problems they faced those days. But now, there are improvements in transportation. There are improvements in communication. Speed of services has improved. Reduction in wage differentials. Better mobility of workers and management. Improvement in construction methods. Making it economical to build. Government policies to remove regional imbalances. Improvement in processing and machine designs. Expansion of markets for almost all goods and services. So, it is very, very important to select the location properly. This is the subject of the chapter. Errors in selection we make. lack of thorough investigation, hurry worry. We decide just like that. Lack of thorough investigation and consideration of factors involved. Personal likes and prejudice. The owner says, my parents are there, this is my native place, so I want to have factory there. He doesn't consider the economic factors. He has his own personal preference. There he makes a grave mistake and lands into problems. Actually, the selection of location should not be done on the personal dislikes or likes. Then, reluctance to move away from the native place, from their own place, moving to congested areas just because they feel that there is a better market, acquiring an existing improperly located structure. Somehow, in hurry-worry, they acquire existing thing. Choice of community with low cultural or educational standards just because it is cheaper. These errors in selection of the location will put you in a grave problem. The business will never be viable if you make selection errors in selection. How to avoid errors in selection? A selection committee of people knowledgeable on facts and factors, responsible for operating the factors, a team shall be constituted. The selection committee should then tour various places and select two or three locations and make decision analysis based on must objectives. That means, what are our objectives that must be fulfilled? And want objectives means some objectives which we feel that, okay, if they get fulfilled, it is better. So we have to prioritize the want objectives and find out which of the locations fulfill the want objectives better. The selection committee selects a country. If it is not India, maybe China. A region, for example, Karnataka or Maharashtra or Punjab, Kerala. A locality and the exact site. Exact site means on the Trambak Road, Satpur. The selection committee will say, okay, we have seen so many places and Satpur Nasik happens to be the best place considering all the aspects. Then let us see one by one country, within our country or outside the country. How is the political stability there? For example, if we go to the Saudi Arabia, political atmosphere is different. Export and import quotas, currency and exchange rates, cultural and economical peculiarities, natural or physical conditions. We have to see all these things. If we want to set up our business inside our country or outside our country, we have to see all these things. Region, we have to see whether raw materials are available easily. Is it near the market? Because business will not be viable if the market is too far away. Business will not be viable if raw materials are too far away. They are heavy. Transportation cost is more. Availability of power, we have to see. If the power is not available, what is the use? Transport facilities suitable of climate, government policy, competition between states is also important. Availability of raw materials, I have said, sugar industry, paper industry, iron and steel industry, raw material should be available nearby because that is heavy. Transportation cost is high. Solvent extraction of oil from rice bran, China clay washery, low tension porcelain insulators, all these we have to see the availability of raw materials nearby. Then weight losing, iron ore, sugar cane, coal, timber, limestone. They are weight losing raw materials. That means over the processing, the weight of the raw materials will go on reducing. Then non-weight losing, cotton and wool. As and when the processing happens, the weight increases. Then community, availability of labor, availability of skilled labor, civic amenities for workers, existence of complementary and competing industries. They make the people available. Community is also important in the matter of selection of the location. Finance and research facilities, availability of water, availability of firefighting facilities, local taxes and restrictions, taxes should be low, momentum of early start. That means if I start early, I get quick momentum, personal factors, then site itself, soil, size, topography, disposal of waste possible, good scenery, beautiful place, pleasant environment, all these things are required. Look at this village site. I will show you the picture. This is village site. Land is available at cheaper rates. Yes. In village site, there may be many disadvantages. But one thing is clear. Land is available at cheaper rate. Rates and taxes are negligible. Spacious layout is available. Open spaces are possible in village site. Advantages of single story buildings available. My factory building can be a large building with single story. Then labor troubles are fewer. No labor unions at all possible. Low wages are possible. Unskilled laborers do not ask more money. Okay, high wages for skilled ones are required because maybe I have to bring the skilled labor from outside. Yes. No danger of fire from neighboring industries in the village site. No undesirable neighbors. No restrictions on smoke and disposal of waste. All these advantages are there in village site. Definitely, people will get attracted towards the village site. There are some problems like lack of supply of skilled laborers. I said skilled workers have to be brought from the nearby suburban sites. Lack of civic amenities. No theaters. May not be enough schools and colleges. Lack of transport facilities. Buses are not there. It is possible that even ST buses are not there. So, when Bosch had selected Satpur as the location for them, those days, 50 years back, only one bus was going to Satpur in a day. So, they faced problems, so many problems they faced. They did not have skilled laborers, transport facilities were very poor. So many problems earlier they have faced. Today, okay, those problems have gone down. But earlier, as in case of Tisco, Bosch also has faced so many problems. Suburban site, for example, suburb, Satpur is a suburb of Nasik. Less costly. Rail and road transport facilities are available. Little better than village site. Labor can be made available, even skilled labor can be available in suburban site. Quarters for workers. Parks, schools, clubs can be provided. Land available at cheaper rates than the city site. And now, city site, village site, suburban site, city site. City site definitely better. Why? Rail and road transport facilities are best, available in plenty. So city site, absolutely no discussion. Labor is available in plenty, skilled labor, unskilled labor, no shortage of labor. So definitely more advantageous to have city site. Why not? Municipal services are available, better water, sewage disposal is better. Public health and education are available. Banking, repair and related services are available. Maintenance is easy. Maintenance mechanics are available. So many advantages if I have city site. Facilities for contracting out a portion of work. You know, better contractors are available. Offloading is possible. Outsourcing is possible. A large local market is available. Definitely advantage to the business. Local market, then high advertising value, because if I advertise, there are more people to respond, because their purchasing power is better. So high advertising value is there in city market. So many advantages. Actually, we should have our site at city. But there are drawbacks. In city side, there are drawbacks. So we have to weigh the drawbacks and advantages and decide. Want objectives, must objectives. I said cost of land is exorbitant, so we have to take smaller land. House, water, sanitation taxes are very high, rates are fairly high, labor costs are very high, labor unions are there, unrest will be there, high cost of labor will be there, limited space will be there, awkward shape of buildings, ill-lighted, ill-ventilated in city. We have seen in Mumbai how industries are working. Small lands, ill-ventilated, ill-lighted, several restrictions on smoke, several restrictions on effluents. So many things will be there. So it is good to have site in city, but there are so many drawbacks also. So location models, how to select? I have confused you almost by giving so many drawbacks and so many advantages, and now you are in a mess how to select the location. So now I will give you location models. One is factor rating method, which is almost like that decision analysis. Factor rating method, point rating method, break-even analysis and quantitative factor analysis. Here I have tried to explain. For example, factor, tax advantage. How important this is there for my factory? It is important, so I give the rating as 4. Suitability of labor skill, 3. Proximity to customer, 3. Proximity to supplier, 5. This is my requirement. I give more importance to proximity to suppliers. So, which location is able to fulfill this? A is able to fulfill to the extent of 8, and B is able to fulfill as far as is 6 only. Suitable proximity to suppliers is 5. Location A is not very good, it is only 2. So factor rating method and location ratings for location alternatives, I will explain one by one. This is similar to that decision analysis. For my company, tax advantage, I have given 4. Suitability of labor skill, I have given 3, because it is less important for me than the first tax advantage. But proximity to suppliers is, I have given 5, because I consider that it is more important. So based on the importance to my particular But purpose, I give the marks, factors. Then I ask, which is the location which is better for tax advantage? I consider that location A is better. Location B is having 6 marks. Then what I do is, I multiply 4 into 8 and make it 32. Then I multiply 4 into 6, I make it 24. So, product of rating in case of A is 32, B is 24. Then, proximity to suppliers, the importance is 5, but location A is giving me only 2, location B is fulfilling this purpose better. So, the product is 10 and 20. Then I sum up all this product of rating and I find that location A gets 149 marks and location B gets 144. Then I select location A. Because location A gives me all my factors are getting satisfied. And the my purpose gets solved better in case of location A. So I select location A. Here location A gives me better proximity to suppliers, better adequacy of water. All this my purposes are getting solved better by location A. This is the way, it's the factor rating method. Similar to your decision analysis. Then, point rating method is also similar. Maximum possible points are 300 in case of fuel, future availability of fuel. If maximum is 300, how much is location A? 200. How much is location B? 250. Maximum is 300. Neither A or nor B is 300. But they are 200 and 250. Then transportation flexibility and growth. Maximum possible is 200. How much is A? A is 150. B also is 150. Then I sum up all these points. Then I find that location B is better. This is one way. Most economical location for 2000 units per year. For example, location A, fixed cost is 25,000. Variable cost is 50 rupees. So if I have to produce 2000 units, my cost will be 25,000 plus 50 into 2000, which is 1,25,000. Then location B, 100,000. Location C, 110,000. So my cost is very less in case of location B. So I again decide on location B. I told you how to calculate and come at a decision whether to accept location A, location B, location C. Then analytical method, which we have discussed earlier. This is the fixed cost, that means when the volume is zero, this is the cost. This is the cost for location A, this is the cost for location B. That means location A has lower fixed cost, location B has higher fixed cost. So volume, if it is very less, I have to see which location I should. For example, if the volume is less than QA, I should go for the location A. If the volume is more than QC, I should go for location B. Like that, I select relevant factors, production cost, raw material supply, labor availability, cost of living, environment, markets, scores, weighted score. Same as factor rating method. Total scores, A is 60.5, B is 63.5, C is 66.5, D is 49. Naturally, I go for location C. This is the way how we should analytically analyze the locations. And instead of getting confused whether I should go to village or whether I should accept the suburban site or whether I should accept the city site, advantages, disadvantages, in that confusion we should not go. We should write down what is our purpose, what are our must objectives, what are our want objectives, what are our requirements, what is the weightage for every requirement. It can happen that production cost has the highest assigned weight. Which location is able to fulfill that better? Location A is able to fulfill 50, B 40, C 60, D 30. Multiply that and come to the weighted score. Sum the weighted scores. Like that, a very, very important decision you can take without making a mistake. Thank you.